Mishnevot, this is really the first Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos, which will discuss the laws of Muktzah. And there are many different types of Muktzah, which we'll learn about throughout the Masechta. But fundamentally, Muktzah refers to anything which is not set aside as Shabbos comes in to be used on Shabbos. So anything which is food or a utensil is automatically set aside for Shabbos, because that has many uses, and therefore that would not be Muktzah. But pretty much everything else is considered Muktzah, and the prohibition of Muktzah means that you cannot move that item. Now, what is considered set aside or not depends on when Shabbos comes in, which means that if something has no use at the time that Shabbos comes in, or for whatever reason it is Muktzah at the time that Shabbos comes in, it is considered Muktzah for the rest of Shabbos, even in a case where the reason why it is Muktzah no longer applies. Now, the type of Muktzah which our Mishnah is concerned about, and is going to discuss now, is known as Muktzah Machmas Isur. Muktzah Machmas Isur refers to something which at the time that Shabbos comes in, cannot be used without violating an Aveira. So, for example, what the Mishnah is going to discuss is the oil which is inside of a lamp. So you've got a utensil of the lamp. In the lamp is oil, and you put a wick in the oil and you light the wick. Now, of course, you would light the wick before Shabbos comes in, because you can't light a fire once Shabbos has come in already. So that means that at the time that Shabbos comes in, the oil cannot be used for anything unless you extinguish the fire, which is forbidden on Shabbos. So the oil is considered Muktzah for the entire Shabbos, since at least at the beginning of Shabbos, you weren't able to use that oil without violating the sin of putting out a fire on Shabbos. Now the first law which the Mishnah is going to tell us is called Bittul Kli Mehichonai. Now, to be mevatel kli mehichonai refers to the action of making something muktzah on Shabbos itself. Now, what does that mean? I thought we said that muktzah all depends on when Shabbos came in. So the example which the Mishnah gives is a noisen kli tachas haner. One cannot put a utensil, some sort of bowl, underneath a lamp. So let's say the lamp is dripping with oil, and so you put a bowl there in order to catch the oil which is coming out of the lamp. Now the oil itself is muktzah, since when Shabbos came in, it couldn't be used without doing an avira, and that is known as muktzah machmas isur. Now because the oil is muktzah, something which is muktzah, which is being held by something else, makes that thing muktzah as well. And that is known as bosis ledover ha'osur, a base, something which holds a muktzah item. So if you put a bowl underneath a lamp in order to catch the muktzah oil, as soon as one drop of oil drops into that bowl, the bowl itself becomes bosis ledover ha'osur. It's holding something muktzah, and therefore it becomes muktzah itself, and it is forbidden to make something muktzah on Shabbos. And that is known as the action of bittul kli mehichonai, which means nullifying a utensil from its use, from what it's meant for, meaning you're now stopping it being used. Now the reason why this is forbidden is fascinating, and that is that one of the melachos of Shabbos, one of the forbidden forms of work which one cannot do on Shabbos, is the melacha of building. To make something muktzah means that you are stopping it being moved, because for the rest of Shabbos, it will be forbidden to move that thing because it is now muktzah, which means that making something muktzah is fixing it in its place, which is like building. And that is the reason, at least according to many, that it is forbidden to be mevatel kli mehichonai, to make something muktzah on Shabbos. So again, says the Mishnah, you know some kli tachas haner, one cannot put a utensil underneath a lamp, lekabel hashemen, in order to receive the oil in that bowl. And again, the reason is because that is being mevatel kli mehichonai. It's making it muktzah because it becomes a bosis ledover ha'asur, a base for something which is already muktzah. And the reason why the oil is already muktzah is because of muktzah machmas isur. It cannot be used without doing the sin of putting out the fire on Shabbos. And the reason why you can't make something muktzah on Shabbos is because it is like building it. It's fixing it in its place. So lots of important concepts there, but those concepts will keep on coming up throughout the Masechta, so it's alright if they're not super clear right now. Continues the Mishnah, but if you put this bowl there before Shabbos, then mutter it's permitted, since you're allowed to build before Shabbos, so you can make it in the future become muktzah before Shabbos as well. There's no problem with that. However, of course, as we explained, one may not benefit from the oil on Shabbos which falls into there, and you can't move it away because it is not considered prepared, meaning it is muktzah as we explained. Alright, the second part of this Mishnah discusses another type of muktzah. So far we've discussed muktzah machmas isur, and now we're going to discuss muktzah machmas mius, which refers to a utensil which is muktzah because of how disgusting it is to use it. And the example which the Mishnah gives is as follows. Metaltlin ner chodosh, one is allowed to move a new lamp, one which has never been used before, and of course we're discussing where it is not being used right now either, because then certainly it will be muktzah. But since it's never been used before, it's just like a regular container or a sort of small bowl, which you could use for holding other things as well. And therefore it does have uses, and it is not considered muktza. Avalo yoshon, but you are not allowed to move an old lamp, meaning one which has been used before, since it's likely to be very dirty and grimy, and you wouldn't use it to hold other things, because it's still got some dirty oil in there. And so really the only use which you would use this lamp for is for the forbidden use of lighting a candle in it. And so that is mukta machmas mius, where because of how disgusting and not nice an item is, you won't use it for any permitted use. Now Rabbi Shimon argues on this concept, and according to Rabbi Shimon there is no such thing as mukta machmas mius. Just because it's not so nice to use that for other things, it is technically still fit for other uses, and therefore Rabbi Shimon says, klaneus metaltalin, all types of lamps can be moved, even an old one. And the truth is, Rabbi Shimon also argues on the concept of mukta machmas isser, where something is mukta because it can only be used by doing a sin. According to Rabbi Shimon, that is not considered mukta. However, Rabbi Shimon would still hold that the oil in a lamp is considered mukta. We explained at the beginning of the Mishnah that the oil is mukta machmas isser, since at the time that Shabbos comes in, you cannot use that oil without extinguishing the fire, the flame. However, Rabbi Shimon says that it is mukta for a different reason, and that is because the flame is mukta. The flame is not considered a utensil, a kli. You can't really start using it for anything tangible, and therefore the flame itself is considered mukta, which makes anything which is holding it a bosis ledavar ha'asur, a base which is holding something mukta, and therefore even Rabbi Shimon agrees, chutz min haner hadelik b'Shabbos, except for a lamp which is actually burning on Shabbos, because even according to Rabbi Shimon it would be forbidden to move that lamp, since it is holding the flame which is mukta. Now, although we said at the beginning of the Mishnah that one cannot place a bowl underneath a lamp to catch the oil, the Mishnah says that nosim klitach saner, you can put a utensil, for example, a bowl underneath a lamp, if the lamp is not leaking oil, but rather you put it there lekabonitzaitzais to catch the sparks which are coming out of the wick. Now, although the sparks are considered muktzah, just like the flame, they certainly haven't really got a use, a tangible use. Nevertheless, as soon as sparks have landed in this utensil, they immediately go out and they don't really exist anymore. And therefore, the bowl which catches the sparks will not become a bosis ledavar ha'asur, a base which holds something which is muktzah, since as soon as the sparks have landed on the bowl, or on the plate, or whatever you put there, they are no longer there, really. So it is not a base for something which is mukta. However, says the Mishnah, you cannot put water into this utensil, so that when the sparks come in, they immediately go out, because that will be extinguishing and putting out the sparks, which is forbidden, just like putting out a flame. So again, lots of concepts which were introduced in the last couple of Mishnayos. It's not entirely necessary to learn all of them right now, since they will come up again and again, by which time they will be more easily remembered.